Let me just show you what's in the box. Let me just make this real easy. Box number three. You'll want to come back next week for box number four. And then Christmas Eve, box number five. I have in this box something I had to shop for. Tuesday, I'm going to meet with about 40 or 50 Joy people. And they're going to do what they always do. They're trying to figure out how to get this ugly, ugly sweater and a white elephant gift exchange into my hands. I've owned it for a lot of years. It's the ugliest sweater you'd ever think. It's not. I did not buy it for an ugly sweater contest. I actually wore that with intention. And somebody came up to me and they said, "Nice sweater, Neil, from the Santa Claus." It's that sweater. I owned it. I bought it thinking I had a nice sweater. I quit wearing it after that. I boxed it up in a white elephant gift. I got rid of it. It showed up 2 years ago at this white elephant gift exchange. Somehow the senior citizens of this church made sure I got the box. And I gave some very nice gifts like candles and other things. It wasn't fair. Someone switched. So last year, I got rid of it. And what did I get? Somehow the senior citizens made sure, even though I did not get the ugly sweater, and I'm not sure where it is, I'm sure Tuesday, it's going to show up. Why are you laughing, Jan? I'm convinced it'll show up. But last year, I didn't get that. No, they made sure I got a box. Now, I took something nice, like I think a Rolex $5,000 watch. I made sure someone had a nice gift. What did I get in exchange? They made sure I got a box and all their cell phones started coming out. Technology has not eluded them. And I'm thinking, okay, something's going on. And I had to stand up. I opened it up to a pair of boxer underwear that were red with Rudolph on them. To which the senior said, "Put them on!" And there's more than one reason why that's wrong. That there's something wrong. We're trying to talk about Jesus, and they're saying, "You know, hold them up, slip them on over your jeans." And I'm thinking, these are going away, far, far away. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but here's what I'm giving this Christmas. Nothing. This is the nothing box. There was a whole sermon to go with this because the innkeeper gave his nothing. He had nothing to offer Mary and Joseph. He had nothing to offer Jesus. But the fact that he gave the only nothing he had was a manger. It changed the world. If I could give God nothing this year, it'd probably be the best thing I ever gave him. Because sometimes I'm so full of myself, I can't be full of him. And if I had nothing to offer God, that would be the best thing of all. So there's your nothing box. But what I want to share with you is this. God exchanged my nothing for his everything. Somebody switched the tags a long time ago. I gave God that at that Christmas exchange so long ago. I gave him my sin and he gave me righteousness. I gave him nightmares and he gave me dreams. I gave him my sickness and he gave me healing. I gave him my sin and he gave me life. What an exchange. But what I want to share with you this morning, I'll just take a minute, is this candle. Yesterday, I was at a funeral for Pastor Dave Mercer in town. I've known Pastor Dave for a lot of years, long before he even came to Port Huron. He was 51 years old, he was in Nicaragua, and he had a heart attack and died last week. Some people would say, okay, well, let's move on. What does that have to do with us? He's my pastor. Well, no, he's not. He's at Hillside Wesleyan Church. We're not even Wesleyan. Maybe you missed that. He's my pastor. He's a pastor in the kingdom of God. I pray for him every week. He's my pastor. Why wouldn't he be my pastor? He's my friend, and that congregation is my church too. And it's your church. And yesterday, I was at a funeral. I've never been to a funeral, and I've done hundreds of funerals. It was 2.5 hours long. Now, you might say, oh, that's a long funeral. And it was. Of people standing up and praising God. There was worship. There was singing. There was testimony of lives that were changed and touched. And Roger said it 5 years ago. He asked the question, where am I going? And so here's the question today, where are you going? What's happening in your life? And I watch as people just recognize this man and for the things he had done and the impact he'd had. 7 high school friends from Kentucky that he went to school with were there at the funeral. lifelong friends, talking about what an impact and what a life he'd led for the Lord. And there was his dear wife, Renee, and their four kids who were our kids' age. And I asked my wife, I said, what are you going to do? What would you do if something like that were to happen? And she said, well, we have a great insurance policy. I'm going to collect $1 million. That's not, well, that was in poor taste, Pastor. No, I know who I have believed. And I am sure that he is able. I know my Redeemer lives. And I know that right now Dave is in heaven and he is dancing with the angels. And everything he ever worked for has been pulled away. Just like they shared yesterday. Just like in Home Improvement. Somebody's been working on that house for him. Just like Ty in that movie Extreme Home Makeovers. And then somebody's going to yell. You know, that bus is there and they're going to yell. And what do they yell? Move. I'll tell you what, when he closed his eyes, that bus was moved, and Dave opened his eyes, and Jesus said, come on in, welcome home, Dave Mercer. And he got to see his mansion that was made just for him. They celebrated, and I sat there, I thought, if every saint could have this kind of coronation and send-off, I'll tell you what, folks, I'm looking forward to heaven. What a wonderful day it was. You say it was a funeral. What a wonderful day. We're all going to eventually have that day. As if somehow that surprised us. Oh, death happens in horrible ways. But life has happened because Jesus came and he took our nothing and he gives us everything. So this morning I want to tell you, yesterday when I was sitting in that funeral, I laughed and I cried so many times. I celebrated God and I mourned the loss of a great man of God. And his youth pastor got up and there was a candle. He says, those of you from our church, you know what that candle's for. I didn't know what the candle was for. He said, Pastor Dave would do this every Sunday. And so starting today, I'm going to do that every Sunday. Because I've learned this, that there's nothing new under the sun. Everything under the sun has been done, Solomon said, so what a great idea. And if I could take something to honor that man, I'm going to do that. What a great thing. The candle was this. Every week, he would ask the question, did anybody get saved in our church this week? Did anyone lead someone to the Lord? And they would light the candle as a light of a new soul going to heaven. And he said, and some Sundays, he'd ask and there would be nobody during the week. And he'd say, come on, church, really? Come on, really? What are we here for? And I thought, wow. And so in honor of that, I'm going to take a great idea. And every Sunday, this is the first Sunday. In honor of those, and so the question is, did anyone get saved this week? Since last Sunday, has anyone accepted the Lord in their life? Has anyone given their life? Can I light that candle on this day? If you have led someone to the Lord or you got saved, stand up right there. Anyone else, if you've received the Lord this week and gotten saved, anyone else? I get to light a candle. Thank you. I think that's a great thing. Let your light shine before men so they might see your good deeds and praise your Father who's in heaven. That lives might be changed. That new people would understand God's incredible love. And so we light that candle this morning, but let me do this. Let me give you the opportunity this morning. If you've never had a gift exchange with Jesus Christ, it is the best gift exchange you will ever have. You can wrap up your nothing and give it to God, and he will give you his everything. And so this morning, how does that work? It's real simple. God wrapped it up in a little swaddling cloth, laid it in a manger. And then as it grew, that gift grew and it grew. It expanded to the world. And we have seen his glory, the one and only begotten of the Father. And that has been among us. And he walked on water and he gave sight to the blind and he healed the sick and he raised the dead. This morning, he would like to trade you gifts. He would like you to give him your nothing. Because honestly, what can I give a king? And he'd like to trade you and give him, he'd like to give you everything. If you would like to have eternal life by emptying yourself and saying, I surrender, God, I give you my life. Today, I would like to give you my life and know this, I'm going to heaven, and I would like to have that exchange. If that's you this morning, I'm going to ask you to stand up right where you're at. If you'd like to make that gift exchange today, your life for the Son of God, your heart for His heart, that you'd like salvation today, would you stand up right where you're at? I'd like to pray with you, okay? If that's you this morning, and you're thinking, boy, that's scary, yes, but the boldness of receiving Christ as your Savior, yes. Yes, others, you'd like to receive Christ. I will light a candle for you. Anybody else that would like to give their life to the Lord? I was amazed yesterday at this funeral. Several others. Anyone else? You know, yesterday I was at this funeral and I thought one man died and a whole community came together, Baptists and Catholics and Methodists and atheists and everybody. I thought when Jesus died, didn't he bring a whole world to himself? Anyone else? Would you pray with me? Pray this prayer, bow your heads. Dear Jesus, I accept you today. I trade my life for yours and I accept your gift. I give you my sins. I give you my life, and I accept your salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. Today, I give you my life. I'm a Christian. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, church isn't scripted much around here. In other words, we just let God do what He's going to do. We love Him, and I'll tell you this, the best decision you ever made, Roger will tell you. In fact, you might find in the next year or two, him walking up to you and say, come on, let me show you something. Because I saw miracle after miracle after miracle, and I'll close with this and send you on your way with the benediction. There was a young man that you may not even have known. I shared it in the first service. I say a young man in his 20s. He was working down here. We had a horrible thing where two purses got stolen, and someone said to me, Pastor, this is a church thing. I said, yes, it is. But not everybody who's working it goes to the church. Why? You mean other people? I say, yes, we have community action agency, we have other churches, we have people that walk in off the street that say, we'd like to work with you. We have people who have to do community service because they've been arrested from some bad choices, and they have to serve their time. And so I'm sorry those got taken. If there's anything I can do, let me know. We're praying that, you know, but just, I'm sorry, let's not let 8,000 people's lives be tainted by that. Let's see what we can do. But in the middle of that story, there was a young man who went to this thing because he had to serve some community time. One of our church members has been out at the mall where she works, and she's been witnessing to one of her employees, a man who has no family, he has no life. I shouldn't say no life, in the sense of he doesn't know Christ, he doesn't know about church, he has no family in there, and she's been saying, you need to come out to our church all the time, all the time, all the time. It's kind of like, come on, let me show you something. Hasn't been here yet. No doubt he may be here now. But a friend of his who was here doing some community action time, having a service, says, hey, he walks into the store and she overhears this conversation. Man, you got to come with me. What are you talking about? I was serving. I have to do my community action. Sometimes we're at the cemetery cleaning up junk. Sometimes we're here in the streets doing this. But this time I got to be indoors at this thing called Reverse Christmas. I got to be a part of something where we were helping thousands and thousands of people. You should have seen it. He's like, what are you talking about? It's this place where they made me feel like family. I don't have family. They made me feel like I was one of their own. Nobody asked me what I was doing here. They just said, hey, it's great to have you here. I have never felt so much love in a building before in my entire life. He said, I walked to the back and someone said, hey, come with me. You got to see something. And they take him to the back where he was hungry. And he told his buddy, there was food back there. They took me back there and they fed me. They don't even know me. And they fed me. And you should have seen the food that was back there. All you could eat. And they didn't even ask me, Are you part of the church? They just loved me. I've never felt so loved in my life. He said, then when I got done eating, they said, hey, do you need some food? Here, take some food home with you. He said, you got to see this place. You got to see this place. So I say to you, this week, when the whole world is focused on where is God, grab someone this week, put your arm around their shoulder, and do a Roger. And say, come with me. I have to show you something. And I'll light a candle for them too. For my wife and I, from the bottom of our hearts, we love you guys. We are so honored to be your pastors. And from Pastor Ron and Pastor Carolyn and Spencer, who calls himself Pastor. From the bottom of our hearts, during this holiday season, we are honored and privileged to be a part of this congregation, a part of this community, a part of this, what God is doing. So we put our arms around with you today and we say, come on, let's go see something. Let's stand together and pray.